This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That hurricane is getting stronger. There's some panic going on in Puerto Rico. In the meantime, the president hits the Fed for not helping out manufacturers. That's a huge story. Plus, $271 million has been pulled from FEMA and going to the DHS for what's happening at the border. So what does all that shifting sands mean for the people in certain positions? We'll dive into it. And what does it mean for you and me? Kate Delaney in Dallas, broadcasting from our mothership or mini ship, so to speak, back from Des Moines, Iowa. Quick conversation with a few farmers who are not happy with what's been happening with China. In fact, in Iowa, corn farmers say they're in one brutal situation, and that was the conversation to be had all throughout the area where I was in Des Moines. And part of the reason, of course, is because of the situation they're in with renewable fuel standards, and that has to do with ethanol and the production there, and of course many American farmers not happy with the trade war because they're being affected economically, where American soybeans, pork, wheat, and other ag products are tanking, and it's been more than a year. So a big problem, and it's something that I got to see a bird's eye view of by being there in Des Moines, Iowa, and watching and talking, like I said, having the opportunity to talk to a few farmers as I was speaking at a Midwest Bureau's thing, and had that possibility of getting closer to the situation. And boy, for sure, it was interesting to have that conversation. The G7 meeting, where did it leave the U.S. and China with trade dealings? Speaking of that, and where does it leave the Amazon rainforest as well? Joining us now is Michael Lesker from Talk Media News. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. We can talk about that, or we can talk about a very compelling scene inside a New York courtroom this afternoon. There was no trial. There was no defendant. But there were 24 women who were just girls when Jeffrey Epstein had them in for sexual assault. It was he, of course, was not there because he apparently committed suicide a few weeks back. But these women were there, some of them holding hands. One of them said, "The fact that I will never have a chance to face my predator in court eats away at my soul." Another said she has struggled with relationships ever since because of her experience. Another said, "I am here. I am every woman that he did this to, and they're all me. And today we stand together, those that are present and those that aren't." A chair at the defense table remained empty. Of course, that would have been Jeffrey Epstein's chair. The charges against him have obviously been dropped. But the judge in this case, Judge Richard Berman, said he wanted to give these women a chance to talk about what happened to them. And the investigation will go on because there are two key elements. One is how in the world could he have been left alone after he had earlier attempted to commit suicide? And number two, other people, significant people, well-known people who may have had contact with these girls back in the day.
Yeah, Yeah, the Jeffrey Epstein situation is just disgusting to me, and I'm glad that they at least had the chance to have a say, but not being able to confront him and then coming forward and what happened at that Metropolitan Correction Center is outrageous. And I'm really, really curious what this investigation will yield. And I think the pressure is going to be there, don't you, Michael, for some sort of a resolution as to, okay, this is what happened with the guards. This is what really happened. I mean, somebody knows something.
I don't like to deal in conspiracy theories. It makes you sound like you wear a tinfoil hat. But, there have been reports that when Jeffrey Epstein first got to the jail, that he, was approached by inmates who were going to have their way with him. And he told them, look, I've got my lawyers taking care of it. There will be money placed in your bank account or your family's bank account. If he could do it with them, why couldn't he do it with guards to have them look the other way when he was ready to take his own life? So I'm sure that's one of the avenues that they will be examining as they go forward.
Yeah, and I do have to say this because since I mentioned this and because I was in Iowa and I talked to some farmers about their situation with crops, et cetera, and how the trade war is affecting them, is there any bright news at all about China and the U.S.?
Here's the thing. It changed from day to day. I mean, look what happened. President Trump started out calling Xi Jinping an enemy of the United States. By the end of the meeting, he was calling him a great leader. He was asked if he was having second thoughts about escalating the trade war, and he said, yeah, sure, why not? I have second thoughts about everything. The White House immediately went into cleanup operations. So one of the advisors at the White House said Trump actually wanted to make the tariffs higher on Chinese goods. Another, Larry Kudlow, said that Trump actually didn't understand the question. Later, Trump said, the Chinese have put two phone calls through to get talks started again. The Chinese said, no, we didn't. Who knows what to believe? One of the late-breaking stories out of there, which came out late today, was that on Saturday night, there was apparently quite a heated discussion between President Trump and four other leaders, Boris Johnson of Great Britain, Angela Merkel of Germany, Pierre Trudeau of Canada, and Macron of France. The four of them aligned against him because he said he wants Russia back in the G7 to make it the G8, and they said no. And, he's been saying, he was kicked out only because he outsmarted Barack Obama. What a crock that is. He was kicked out because of the invasion of Ukraine and how they took over Crimea. Why this guy makes up these stories, no one knows. I mean, he even threw in that, that his wife, Melania, has a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. She's never met him. And the White House had to come out and cover that, too, and say,
I saw that.
Well, he's talked about him so much that it's inexplicable.
She feels like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that word, inexplicable. All right, Michael, we got to end it here. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. The people in Puerto Rico are battening the hatches as this storm is not good, and Florida is looking at potential weekend impact on a holiday weekend. Plus, the chicken wars continue. Popeye's selling out chicken sandwiches. Aunt Becky in court. Oh, my, we have tons to get to.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist
specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Two, three, four.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Cause a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
boy, it looks ugly no matter what model you're looking at. Remember, we've discovered that when you look at hurricanes, there's a couple of different ways to look at the computer models. Forecasters use something called the American GFS and the European ECMWF. That sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? But what's interesting is both are trending with intensity since Monday. So the National Hurricane Center has followed in that same swath or path, if you will. They were forecasting 35 mile an hour off the Florida coast Saturday night and Sunday morning. Now they're increasing it. So the Florida Peninsula, they're saying, beware of the forecast, get your supplies. How crazy is that? Think about it. Holiday weekend, people are like, woohoo! We're going down to Miami. We're going to party. We're going to get out on the boats down there. Maybe not, my friends. Really, really watch to see what's happening with this, because Dorian, unfortunately, is gaining some strength. We know that lots of things can happen. With rugged terrain, it could weaken, but then it can re-strengthen, and that's the key. Warm water is a killer. On the east side of the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas, I've been looking at this stuff. Poof. It starts to jump up, and that's, again, where it gets dicey, and you have to be careful about that. So, Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for listening to the show. In Puerto Rico, They are still really recovering from Hurricane Maria. I was all over Des Moines traipsing around, as I mentioned, and this was part of the conversation. Every tube, every place I was, including the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Remember that was a line from a song? Everything was tuned to Dorian. What's going to happen with Dorian? Heavy rain, mudslides, power outages. And they're saying 30,000 homes might have to have, you know, they still have blue tarps on them, and that would just destroy some of them. So the governor, Wanda Vasquez, declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. She's the new person in office after the former governor resigned in late July. There was a lot of pressure there. There was a scandal with these leaked text messages between him and his buddies. But regardless, he's not the dude. He's not the one to look at. She just did it. She's been in office. This is what's going on, and that's what she did. So what's the impact going to be on Puerto Rico? It could be really the nastiest of them all. It's centered about 275 miles southeast off of Ponce, Puerto Rico. So it's directly over the island of St. Lucia. And interestingly enough, somebody I talked to today had just come back from St. Lucia and said they were glad that it was just a week ago. But it's not looking good, my friends. We could be talking about some real destruction. I hope not. I hope there's a turn. And I certainly don't want to see it go over Puerto Rico, barrel down on Florida on a holiday weekend. But if I lived in any of these spots where I was watching Dorian, listen, be safe instead of sorry. Be safe instead of sorry. I get that people get hurricane weary, but it makes no sense to me, because why take the chance? If you have to, you know, pull a few things away or come back, who cares, versus dealing with what we've seen people deal with when they didn't think the hurricane was really going to be that bad. All right, it's also about chicken, because I say this show is about what people are talking about. So if we're not talking about what's happening with China and the stock market and what's emanating out of Washington, and we're not talking about this hurricane, people are clucking, so to speak, about the chicken wars. In fact, we're not going to kill any of these chickens, by the way. They have not been harmed that are in the studio. They've not been harmed, I promise you. when my hubs picked me up from the airport, the first thing he said to me, not, hey, how was your trip? How'd it go? What's happening with the show? What's going on the stage? No, none of that. None of those questions. How was the flight? Did you know that Popeyes has beaten Chick-fil-A? They're crushing Chick-fil-A. That's what he said. That's what WFAA says. They win. They won in their poll. So it is about this Popeyes new chicken sandwiches. Good for them that they started this sort of dust-up thing and this interesting war over who's got the better chicken sandwich. So the demand for their new sandwich in the first few weeks is like exploded. I mean, they have sent out statements. Oh, we're just, it's crazy. The demand, we're selling through our inventory. They tweeted out, they wrote, y'all, we love that you love the sandwich. Unfortunately, we're sold out for now. And they didn't win the poll, because the USA Today had a poll. They didn't win it, but they came pretty close. Wonder how Chick-fil-A feels. Isn't this funny? We need a distraction, and it's food, right? It's always food. So instead of talking about burgers or cola or something else, this time it becomes chicken. Yeah, chicken, of all things. All right, I might not participate in the chicken wars, although I'm a chicken eater. I like chicken. I was checking out something else. I was thinking about this, what was happening over the weekend. And there's lots of conversation about Star Wars. And, of course, Star Wars, people geek out on Star Wars all the time, whether there's a Comic-Con or there's something else going on with a movie festival or, you know, whatever. And I mentioned that Disney was making a ton of money. They were the ones that they're the movie house that's doing so well when everybody else is crashing at the box office or barely breaking even. And it's, you know, let's face it, what is it? It's a franchise that was created by George Lucas, started in 1977, and it became this pop culture phenomenon. It's very safe to say that it is, it's a phenomenon. So much so that, I mean, people can't get enough of Star Wars. Younger, older, in between, kids. I mean, that's what's happened. So it's not just, oh, yeah, if you're 40 and older. No. I mean, everybody gets the Star Wars thing. They do. And that's why Star Wars is capitalizing. The franchise is capitalizing on that because the interest is so high. Why wouldn't you go beyond the gates of Disney and open the Star Wars park? Of course you would do that. Of course you would open your own galaxy at Disney, but you have your own galaxy. And that's exactly what's happening. Star Wars opening in Orlando, and it's expected to be an incredible hit. And I have to tell you, I have to be honest. I looked at, because now there's some video that's been released of it and stuff, and I looked at the attractions. It's just impressive. I have to say it. I think it's like they just plop you in there, and you feel like you're in the middle of Star Wars. It's 14 acres, and it's at Disney Hollywood Studios. It's pretty dang amazing. I mean, seriously, it's like you are on the galaxy far, far away. Stormtroopers and just all kinds of things to do. Millennium Falcon, you can ride it. It's an experience. People want experiences, right? We want experiences, and so they're meeting that demand. And not everything's open at this point. The Millennium Falcon is. Smuggler's Run is also open. But the excitement is so overwhelming, they're opening it up. Then there's the Rise of the Resistance. Well, you get it. You might not even know anything about Star Wars. But the imaginations of so many of us, no matter what age, are all over the map on Star Wars, and I would be very curious to go behind the scenes and check it out. So we may have to do that. We might have to check out Star Wars. And just imagine where they can go with this. I think they'll keep building things out. I mean, the Stormtroopers, of course, huge. The lightsabers, I mean, that's a natural, right? Think of the other kinds of things that would be available. R2-D2, my favorite. Hitting the mailbag next.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Tropical Storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before it makes that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries had helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
For sending me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Bam. Jump on it. Click on contact and you're in. Whatever you want to jaw about, that's the best way to hit up this show. I'm always amazed by the amount of email we get, seriously. I think so many of you listen to the show live and then others listen to it after the fact through the miracle of podcasting. And meaning you can download the show at another time if you're on vacation or whatever. So we appreciate that. And, of course, there's always the old-fashioned way of diving on the digits, too. 855-266-5283. I got to remind you of that. Coming up, we'll be hitting those digits for our brand-new contest. Nail the Score will roll out sooner rather than later because the NFL season is starting. You could hate football, but you like to win things. And you just like to participate. So I'll pick a game of the week. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be. And if you're right, ding, 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 you are a winner. And it can be any guess. And you just pick one of the two teams that are playing each other for my game of the week. And that will be on our, it'll be on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, right? Tuesday into Wednesday show. Everything changes in the NFL because of injury reports and all that kind of stuff. And now them dragging things out a little bit longer. All right, this one is from Sean. And Sean says, Katie, did you see that pilot died? who was the pilot of the United Flight 232 after that crash in Iowa. I thought about you because I heard you mention you were in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm sure they were talking about it there. I only think of it because I saw little snippets of it on something I was watching, and man, that was a terrible crash at the Sioux City, Iowa airport. I think you were in Des Moines. Yeah, I totally remember that crash. I was, where was I? I was in some newsroom. I was in a newsroom when that happened, and I want to say in Albuquerque, and 112 people died, but 184 lived. And the pilot's name was Al Haynes, and they tried to just, they tried to make it not as bad of a catastrophe. What happened is the number two engine, I remember this, the tail of the United Airlines flight exploded, and the shrapnel sliced the hydraulic lines, and that's how you have flight control. So his crew found, a crude mechanism to keep the plane aloft, basically, by thrusting, alternating thrust to both engines, and they kept it that way for 40 minutes. He worked with air traffic controllers to find a place to put the plane down. They eventually decided on Sioux City's Gateway Airport. It crashed and exploded, and like I said, 112 people died, but 184 lived. It would have been worse if they hadn't done what they did. So Haynes did die in Seattle at the age of 87, but it really haunted him, the people who died in the plane, the 112, because, look, the pilots want everybody on the manifest to live, and he still, I mean, they still did an incredible job, and he didn't want to be called a hero, and, the people kept calling him a hero, so he wasn't crazy about that tag, but he did save a lot of people that day. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. And you know what? He had part of that military background from what I remember. He was, I want to say he was a flight instructor. He's in the Marines, that kind of thing. So interesting that you came across that. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Frank. Do you hear about this crazy story of the naked man wanted for murder? The fact that they finally caught up with him? Yes, it was a crazy story. He, an 18-year-old, he ran at a reporter at the scene. He was maced by a cop, choked by a church caretaker, and he was naked the whole time. And there was a video of it. He was just seen running at the officer, and they eventually maced him. And, it's just, the whole thing was just crazy. Matthew Bernard, 18 years old, and, I just saw the video maybe this afternoon, but it's no joke, of course. Earlier in the day, they were telling people to be on the lookout for him. He was deemed armed with a rifle and very dangerous, and this was something that they were following up on, a post saying that that's how they found him. There was a post saying he'd been located, and they went to find a woman dead in the driveway. When they went into the house, they found two more bodies, a woman and a child. Two of the victims were the wife and child of a AA pitcher in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. And Bernard is the brother of Blake Bivens' wife. So this whole thing is horrific. It is a nightmare. And then just even in capturing him, that is crazy, as the Virginia police, sort it out. So not everything was about the wacky and crazy sad things, either the plane crash or capturing the naked alleged murderer. Also, I got one here from Joseph. I know you were following Varsity Blues. I remember you talking a lot about it, how crazy and nutty and insane those very wealthy people were to not realize what they were doing when they were getting their kids into college on supposed scholarships for athletics that they never played in. But did you see that the one actress and her husband gave money to some nonprofit that made donations to universities that was legal? I wonder if they were trying to offset what else they were doing. Well, here's what the story is. The story is that she was in court, Lori Loughlin, her name is, and they supposedly did make these legitimate donations to universities, is what they're trying to say. So the lawyer representing them, this is probably going to be their argument, and they both were in court, by the way, saying that this is what they believe, legitimate donations to universities. They didn't pay bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. And the lawyer said there's zero evidence that, you know, that the checks that his clients wrote were to USC and the Key Worldwide Foundations, which he said gave legitimate donations to schools across the country, and that they are very united in this. You know what? It's going to be up to the jury to decide, or a judge to decide, what's what here. Because either they're going to be made an example of, have the book, so to speak, thrown at them, or it's not going to go anywhere. But I would be so stunned if it didn't go anywhere. I mean, prosecutors are saying that they're part of this whole sham to take payments from wealthy parents because they were wanting their kids to get into the college. So if they had to bribe some college coaches, whatever they had to do, or cheat on exams, that's what happened. Fascinating. Fascinating and depressing at the same time. This one's from Lincoln, who is listening to us in Portland. Kate, I will have you know that I have been paying very close attention to China and the tariffs, and I appreciate you doing the same thing. I think that the higher tariffs will raise the prices of a lot of Chinese goods, frankly. And I think the trade war just continues to escalate until somebody really puts the brake. But it's going to get pretty high up there. Well, yeah, they're saying on September 1st, a tariff on $300 billion in Chinese imports that was supposed to be 10% instead will be 15%. So that's school supplies, sporting goods, and some clothing. So let this be a lesson, or not a lesson, just let this be your fair warning. If you need school supplies or you need something like sporting goods, go get it. Go get it now. I mean, cell phones, of course, footwear, that's all going to be pushed to the middle of December. And do we know exactly what will happen? I mean, the September tariffs, the 15%, it'll affect Irish, Scotch whiskeys, liqueurs, brandy, vodka, tequila, diapers, infant formula, high chairs, baby clothes. It'll affect meats and dairy, sausage, milk, cream, yogurt. I could go on. It'll affect tomatoes, lettuce, pumpkins, avocados. So it's going to affect us all. Of all the things I mentioned, I didn't mention everything. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that you aren't affected by something that will be pinched. And then as it goes up and up and up and up, and of course, that will affect even more people. Coming up, we're going to go back into the man cave and talk about a couple of things, including Antonio Brown telling Roethlisberger to keep his lips shut. Ooh. And a kid named Coco winning a big match at the U.S. Open in the debut. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Cave, and we're out on the road. We're in our mini studios, so to speak. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the man cave. What's going on is people are talking about the NFL because it's almost here. Whether you just root for a team, you play fantasy football, it's a distraction, whatever it is. There's some interesting stories, including Carly Lloyd, a soccer player, who is being seriously groomed as a potential contender for a gig kicking in the NFL. Can you imagine if that really happened? So what happened was Carly Lloyd hit a 55-yard field goal at the Philadelphia Eagles-Baltimore Ravens practice last week, and that started enough conversation saying that the soccer star should think about exploring kicking. That would be a huge story. I don't know that that's going to happen in 2019. If she pursues football, then you could really forget the whole training for soccer, and I think that doesn't make sense to me. Although, there is a lot of interest. And there are two NFL teams that have have expressed serious interest in her. And they are having a few discussions. And I watched the kick. I mean, it was a great kick. 55 yards. Boy, oh boy, I don't know. What do you think? Female soccer star? She's got the moxie and the foot. 37. World Cup ball winner, two-time World Cup winner, two-time Olympic gold medalist, one of the all-time leading scorers for the U.S., with almost a maniacal approach to training and attention to detail, they say. So that part would be really, really good. But she said, I don't want to go in there blindly. I want to actually attempt to do it. I think I could do it. I can do it if I put my mind to it. But looking at techniques and all of that, and that, what would that mean for her soccer future? Because she's talked about wanting to play through the 2020 Olympics. And then you figure if she does do that and makes that decision, really, is she going to be available and willing and whatnot to try out for the NFL? It would be a real breakthrough if she made a team. And if she can kick, she can kick, right? Does anybody care if there's a woman kicker on a team? If they're good, especially you look at kickers, but that's the thing. Kickers can easily be moved and traded and everything else. I mean, I don't know, she might be... Sounds like she's kind of serious about this whole tryout thing. So that may happen. Wow. Times have changed, my friends. I read a story about DeSean Jackson, who broke his ring finger during practice on Tuesday. They think the injury shouldn't prevent him from playing week one against his former team, the Washington Redskins. DeSean Jackson, now an Eagles wide receiver, but he has to go to a hand specialist for a second opinion. Does he need a splint? Or what? I mean, he's been at every practice. He's made a highlight play. His teammates are praising him. I don't think it'd be great to start the season without him. At all. For the Eagles, I think they'd be a little off balance. Just a little, right? How much money do you get to play hoop? A lot. How about the Nets? The Nets guard Caris LeVert agreed to a three-year $52.5 million contract extension. He's 25 years old. No better feeling than that, I would say. So 2021, he'll get $16.2 million. Then it bumps up to $17.5 million, then $18.8 million. He did miss 42 games with a dislocated right ankle last season. They know that he's got this amazing potential, and they're tying up some money in him. Is it a smart move? I'm going to say yeah. Sure, I'm going to say it's a good move if they can afford it. The owners have a hard time getting around me playing or crying foul, because I don't think so. This is a lot of money. Kansas City Royals owner David Glass, I know there's people listening that are Royals fans, as we sit here in the man cave. Are you enjoying that cigar? The Macanudo? So David Glass is negotiating to sell the team to a local businessman, John Sherman, for more than $1 billion. The deal, if it's finalized, would transfer ownership to a group led by Sherman, who's a minority owner of the Cleveland Indians. So he would divest himself of the shares of the Indians to buy the Royals from David Glass, who bought the team in 2000 for $96 million. The valuation of baseball franchises has skyrocketed lately. You think of Bruce Sherman, who bought the Miami Marlins for $1.2 billion. Glass, by the way, is the former CEO of Walmart. His son Dan serves as the team president. David Glass got a lot of criticism for his lack of spending until the Royals' ascent 5 years ago. So So the sale could happen around the same time the franchise locks into a new local television deal with Fox Sports that could pay the team around $50 million a year for a decade plus. If it helps the team and they want to transfer the ownership, I don't see any problem with it. I mean, he's an energy entrepreneur. He bought a piece of the Indians from the owner there, Dolan, in 2016. He's increased his investment, but he would need to sell it because of the rules that they have. So whoever first reported it and people were poo-pooing it, you know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And somebody knew something, a little something-something, and that's how they could nail down that story. Coming up, college football. Boy, and we don't have to wait too long for that. The usual suspects are at the top of the list. We've talked about that before. But now it's about transfers and availability and really the coaching carousel. Who's on the coaching carousel for a team that should be better? Woulda, shoulda, couldas don't really wash in college football. In fact, they work against you. It's the opposite. There's so many big powerhouse teams, too, that are trying to bounce back from where they were. I mean, seriously. And here we are with, you know, college football already up and rolling. Week one, we saw over Saturday a pretty decent game. Florida Gators beating Miami 24-21. Felipe Franks, 250 yards rushing and a couple of TDs. And then on Thursday, there's some huge games. Clemson, number one, of course, comes out of the gate against Georgia Tech. Never predictable. And then BYU plays Utah. That's the night capper game in between Texas State and Texas A&M. And leading off Florida A&M and UCF. Oh, it's definitely full on back. So conversations turn toward ranking players, who's going to do what, and what we don't like about the system, what we would change about the system. There's a lot of speculating. That's a good way to put it. There's a lot of speculating going on. The music means I must step off the stage, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.